Good morning, Fairbanks. You're listening to KFAR Radio. We're at 660 on the AM dial, 97.5 on the FM dial. We live stream at KFARradio.com. This is Problem Corner. I'm your host, David Pruse. If you have a call-in question or thought or want to have engage in a discussion this morning, we're at 907-458-TALK, 907-458-8255. With that, today's a Monday. It's business, economics. And I have in here with me the general manager, the sales and finance manager, and the fixed operations manager of Power Sports, Delta Power Sports. Gentlemen, how you doing?
Let's try that again. Gentlemen, how you doing?
We're doing good.
You know, sometimes you come into a studio and people mess with all the keys, and that was an example of it. So anyway, but you have recently purchased the farthest north outpost of Polaris, Honda's,
BMW Motorrad.
Yeah, so let's go through your products. Polaris.
We have Polaris, yep. ORV, ATV, side-by-side, snow machines, also Polaris power equipment. We have BMW Motorrad, which is motorcycles for those that don't know. We also have Honda, ORV, and power equipment, so that's Honda ATV side-by-sides. We do carry their generators, as most people know, the weed whackers, and then we have steel right now.
Chainsaws and yep. Things like that. Okay, well, trying to get my mic level perfect here. There we go. That's a large, you're the largest business in the interior for outdoor products, except for boats. I mean, with you this named off there, you're a toy dream.
Yeah, I think we have the largest showroom and facility for power sports in the interior. We're just over 40,000 square feet for our building.
Okay, so that's you still have Harley Davidson in there, but they're going to be moving out. Any thoughts on any other motorcycle product? You already have BMW.
Yep. One brand that we've been focusing on bringing into the building this coming year is Indian Motorcycles. There's been some rumor and some speculation, but that's something we have been in the works on. So we're planning on putting our first order in the beginning of the year, and everything that comes with it.
How do you go about looking at your sales of your volume, taking order, track history of the last 2 years of inventory, see what's going to be special, see what you're going to try and highlight, combination of everything?
Yeah. Polaris helps us a lot with our market share and the insights that nationwide we're looking at and what we're competing with, where we're trending with the nation versus the interior versus the state of Alaska. We don't have a lot of history in our building yet. We have some from John Haddad, one of the previous owners who's still with us, but the market share for the interior is different, and we don't have a lot of history yet, being that we just got in the building in June.
Okay, and so let's just look at your Polaris product, the side by side. You're in your snow machines right now. I say snow machine. Other people say snowmobiles. Other people, the real riders say sleds.
Snowgoes.
Snowgoes, yeah. How many different styles of Polaris snow machines are there?
I guess that's my field.
This is okay. Troy, who did not bring me coffee this morning.
I offered him a mine, though.
I know. That's
So they've got mountain sleds, utility sleds, crossover and trail. That pretty much encompasses all of it. Each one's very specific to what you're doing out there on the snow, and each has its pros.
Which is the, so far, you think is going to be the most popular seller for the Fairbanks area?
Historically, just because the outpost has been here for quite some time, they've done mostly mountain sleds. I do a lot of trail riding and racing and stuff, so I'm really familiar with the short tracks.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got a few of those in. We're going to bring those in, and I've got a lot of different contacts around the around the state, and I think we're going to build that up too with short tracks, but predominantly it's been long tracks, mountain sleds, because we've got Cantwell and we've got Summit, and that's mostly where people ride.
Yeah, I was more of a trail person. You know, I was screaming around the streets of Fairbanks for whatever reason, and you know, up the Chena River, things like that. I didn't throw it in the back of the truck and take it 150 miles to go riding. I just took it out of the garage and went for it. So that's how I did it. So a little bit different philosophy there. What sort of financial programs when a person comes in wanting a snow machine, and they see you, Thomas, and how do you start them?
So I oversee all of the sales staff, and there's one gal that we have for a finance person. Mm-hmm. So when somebody comes in looking for financing on a sled, there's a number of programs that Polaris offers. So there's these things called incentives that change monthly. So there's different options. They'll give, you know, a certain amount of money off of sleds, or credit towards apparel, parts and accessories, and then there's special rate financing, and those rates change every month. But we also work closely with all of the local lenders around town, so Mac, Federal Credit Union, Spirit, Global, and we participate in any program that they're running as well.
So is there Lemon Real Estate, is there a specific down payment that they, or it's credit-based?
It's all credit-based. We typically like to send stuff in with no money down and let the banks tell us what they need to move forward with the loan. Typically, people like to take their money they would have used for a down payment and purchase extra accessories and, you know, avalanche gear or whatever may
look like they know what they're doing.
Correct, yeah.
So now we are coming into the Christmas season. So what sort of apparel would you be pushing for Christmas presents?
So actually, speaking on that, currently, for the rest of this month, we're offering 15% off of all of our winter apparel, and then an additional 5% off anything that's clearance. So, I mean, we've got Climb 509, we've got, I believe, FXR.
FXR is on the way. It's another winter snowmobile brand. All of our Polaris gear, all of our helmets, goggles, boots, gloves, you name it.
Yeah.
So, trying to get people through the door.
And you also have... the side by sides, great hunting vehicles, hunting vehicles. That, you know, I didn't use a Polaris this year, but I used my neighbor's Polaris. He's got a six wheeler, and you know, with a trailer, and boy, can you go places with that thing.
David, was there tracks on that?
No, wheels, six wheels, and. You know, and it screams. I mean, wow. And it'll go, you know, in the mountain goat country. Mm-hmm. It is just one of those type of vehicles that I'd never, you know, been on a six-wheeler before, but I used it to go sheep hunting. And, man, it got me right to where I could not bring a motorized vehicle in any farther. And it got me there great, and I was very impressed, you know. Through 18 inches of water at times, up steep trails, it was something else.
That extra axle and those tires, so much flotation. They're amazing. Yeah. Incredible units.
Yeah, I was duly impressed, believe me. Fairbanks, we're going to take a commercial break. You listen to KFAR Radio. We're at 660 on the AM dial and 97.5 on the FM dial. If you have a question, we're at 907-458-TALK. 907-458-8255. We'll be back after these messages.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com. Spend your Saturdays with KFAR Radio for local programs, starting with Alaska Realty Today from Next Home Arctic Sun Realty at 11 a.m. The Buzz at 11:30, brought to you by the Tanana Herb Company, followed by Health Talk with Dr. Scott Looper from White Spruce Medical at noon. And then it's the Compos Outdoor Show at 12:30, Fairbanks Foodies at 1 p.m., and Explore Fairbanks at 1:30. All 3 hours of local shows can be found on the KFAR website in the archives section. Weekends just got local with KFAR Radio.
Endless opportunities are waiting for you with part-time service in the Alaska Army National Guard. You have the chance to be a guardian of this amazing state and help protect what makes it so special. Part-time service also provides education benefits so you can complete the education you need to reach your career goals. Learn how you can help guard the last frontier at NationalGuard.com/AK. Sponsored by the Alaska Army National Guard. Aired by the Alaska Broadcasters Association and this station.
Weather brought to you by Bigfoot Pumping and Thawing, offering 24-hour service from Salcha to Nanana and no mileage charge on callouts. The Bigfoot with the helping hand. Bigfoot Pumping and Thawing.
KFAR weather.
Bright sunshine expected today with a high of 14. Northeasterly winds around 5 miles per hour. Tonight, lows dip down to about 7 below. Partly cloudy tomorrow, high of 11. Dry with temperatures a bit above average Wednesday and Thursday, and highs from the mid-teens to the low 20s. And that's your weather on KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
Airbanks, welcome back. With the Farthest North Outpost here, we have Colton, the General Manager, Troy, the Fixed Operations Manager, who's breaking my North Korean equipment, and he's doing it well, and then Thomas, the Sales and Finance Manager. Now, this is your, you're right in your season for snow machine sales. I mean, you got a foot of snow on the ground. You're going into Thanksgiving. This is your prime time of sales and marketing. So you're looking at a lot of long track units. What are some of the names and the horsepowers that they come with?
So you got the whole RMK lineup. Track lengths you're typically seeing for the mountain segment, 155 to 163, 165, depending on the unit. Pretty popular unit is the 155 Chaos. We have quite a few in our inventory right now with some pretty amazing incentives from Polaris. You're looking at upwards of $1,000 to $1,500 off directly from Polaris, and depending on the unit, our store alone, Delta Power Sports Fairbanks, is also offering some what we call PG&A, so it's basically a credit towards gear at the time of purchase for your unit, and that's all model specific.
What is a RMK price range is at?
Starting out, DSRP on those is anywhere from 19 to 23, depending on the unit. You have the naturally aspirated 850s. You have the 9R, which was a SnowCheck exclusive, and then you have the 850 Patriot Boost.
And what sort of length of financing are the payments over from a credit union?
Typically, you see anywhere between 36 and 72 months. Usually, the majority of people will choose a 60-month option.
5 years?
Mm-hmm.
So you're probably looking at about $500 a month payments right in there, plus or minus?
You're looking really about $400 to $450 a month. Yep, that's what I've been seeing.
And interest rates, have they gone up that much in the last year or and a half for you?
Well, it's no secret interest rates are up everywhere. Polaris does have some pretty amazing incentives right now. Of course, it's credit depending, but recently I've seen a few people get out the door at 3.99%.
Wow, yeah. That's great.
Right.
That's good credit incentive, yeah.
Yeah, so that's along with what I was talking about earlier with the rebates, so you can either take the money off Polaris is offering, or you can go with the special financing.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And how long does it take to put together a package for a buyer? So they come in and they go, I want this one.
My goal is to have them out the door within an hour. So,
wow.
Yeah. As long as everything goes right and they can provide what we need, I don't want people sitting around wasting their time there. Of course, we like to have them there. You know, we take that extra time once we get them approved, the finance gal's getting her paperwork ready. We like to take the customers around the store and introduce them to everybody, you know, introduce them to apparel, let them meet our general manager, Colton, here.
You know, when you have 30,000 square feet, that's a lot of story.
Right.
Going to just, here's the service department over here. Here's finance over here. Here's Troy over here. We really don't know what he does except for break my equipment and not bring me coffee. But that's cool. Well, you got a spot for Troy.
He's got tools. He can fix it.
What is your... Thomas, what is your favorite snow machine?
Probably the one I just purchased, but I haven't even gotten to ride yet.
That'd be a 9R.
Yeah, 2024 Polaris 9R.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Tell me about it.
It's beautiful. No, I actually haven't had the opportunity to throw my leg over a 9R yet. I've done a lot of talking with the individuals on our riders team, and our fixed operations manager, Troy. He's the one that forced me to buy it just because he wants to upfit it with a bunch of speed work stuff. But I'm going to go ahead and take his advice on that. It's supposed to be the top-notch sled for riding in our mountains here in Alaska.
Wow.
Yeah.
We do have the country for special snow machines like the mountains, the flats, the racing, things like that. So when someone walks through your door, you know, it's an interview of seeing what they're doing, what fits.
Right. Yep. And, I mean, there's a large community of mountain riders, but I think something that's been kind of left out and for lack of better terms, neglected, and especially in this town, is our trail riders and racers. So
that would have been me.
Like
Utility sleds.
And utility sleds, absolutely. Like Colton was talking, or Troy, excuse me, was talking about earlier, we definitely want to jump back into providing a short track option readily available. It's a question we've gotten quite a bit since we've taken over the store.
What does a short track do versus the long track?
Basically, the difference is obviously the track length, and you have what they call the lug, so the paddle of the track. You're typically seeing 2.5 to 3.25 inch lug on the mountain tracks. And what are they, Troy, for? That's your ride there.
You'll get down to like a 1-inch track, or a lot of them come with 1.25 inches. And they're shorter, they're easier to work on the trails. They've got a wider ski sense, the trail sleds anyways, so you can be able to ride them. They're a lot more comfortable, not as tippy. You know, when you're riding in the mountains, you want to get in that deep snow and you want to be able to maneuver left, right. So they build these things just to be nimble. And then you get back on a trail sled, and they're more designed to be stable, flatter cornering, a lot smoother and stuff like that.
You know, the difference of engineering, as you were describing, right there.
Just like everything else in the world, it's just a different branch, and they've just taken it to the next level. Every single one.
Yeah, they're so specialized now for every market that they're selling sleds into and they're engineering for.
No, I always have the people in here who put on the Jurassic Classic and the old-time snow machine races. And
tired iron.
Yeah, and, you know, back in the 60s, late 60s, you know, there's like 20 manufacturers, and now it's down to like 4.
Yep.
And, you know, the Snow Jets, the Scorpions, you know, just the things that were out there. And, boy, it's a whole new world of snow machining right now.
The engineering is so good now. I mean, they've put so much into these different chassis, and they've dived into specializing them for each segment. It's unbelievable. I understand that the $20,000, $24,000 price points shock people because they've been on a sled for 10 or 15 years. But if you look at what they've done to them and you've gotten on one now versus 15 years ago, they're not the same thing.
And also, when you're buying something like this, you're making a lifestyle choice.
Yeah.
I mean, you really are. You're going to be using this thing. You are going to be, you know, trailering it to go up to the Hoodoo Mountains or Cantwell. Or something like that. I mean, this is a lifestyle choice. And in Fairbanks, there's so many people who so enjoy that lifestyle.
Really, absolutely. And that's, I think, something that we're focusing on right now in our business plan, is trying to build new riders and invite the community of Fairbanks, of people who are on sleds, to come back through our dealership and show them that we are here to support them and that they're the basis of our business.
You know, you professionals, you use the term sled.
Yeah.
Sleds, you know, yeah. I like that.
It's a shorter word.
Yeah.
We weren't always professionals. So.
Yeah, well, once 5 o'clock hits, you're riding your sled. There you go. What brought each of you into this business? Thomas, let's start with you. What brought you into this side of the equation?
Well, I started out as a customer of Delta Power Sports in Delta Junction, and I'd been for a number of years. I was in the military for 12 and a half years and retired medically and came back to Alaska. And that's kind of when I really started getting into riding. So Delta Power Sports has always been my go-to dealership, just because of how they treated me as a customer. It was
I was never left questioning what was going on. If I had a problem with my unit, they always got me in. So I built
good
a very
customer service.
Amazing, yeah. I built a good relationship with a lot of the sales folks there, and Josh, he's the owner of the company. Kind of made my way through the industry. I was at Affordable Used Cars as a sales and finance manager for a number of years, and I got wind that they were purchasing the Outpost, and talk just started between me and Josh, and I think he was kind of talking to us three, Troy, Colton, and myself all at the same time, and we all met with him and kind of just made the decision to leave where we were at and go do for Fairbanks what we've been wanting for so many years, and that's put a power sports dealer in here that's for the people.
Colton, you're the general manager. Where did you come over from?
Bryce Incorporated originally.
Bryce thinks that's a pretty different step.
It is, and it was a
running a business is running a business.
It is, yeah. So I've got the project management experience over there. I've no budgets, payroll, people, yep, management altogether. I also started as a customer. So out of college, I moved back to Alaska and decided that I wanted to be here. Got back into snow machining after I'd been away from it for a decade. So I built that relationship with Delta Power Sports. I mean, I was down there every chance I could be, buying units, getting stuff fixed, buying parts and accessories. I love the atmosphere that they had there and the way they took care of people. And then talking with Josh, it was last April, let me know they're looking at buying a dealership in town if I had any interest. So started those discussions with him and ultimately decided to make the jump.
Good for you. Now Troy, you're the resident expert on snow machines, so what was your background before you joined Delta Power Sports?
From a working standpoint, I spent 13 years up at Fort Knox. I was a welder machinist by trade, so did a lot of that. And I've just rode power sports growing up my entire life. I think it was probably 2016, 2017, when Josh decided to start the riders team in Delta. And my first couple of years running the Iron Dog, I ran out of Delta Power Sports down there. And kind of helped him develop that program and that riders team and bring some more stuff in. And so
you have a riders team. Tell us about the riders team.
We do. We have a great group of guys. We have both an adult team and a youth team, you know, supporting both sides of the sport coming up. We sponsor people that like to ride, that can, you know, promote our business. They go out there. They like to have fun. They help out in the community, bring people out for rides, trail rides, group rides. We do that all winter long.
You give them a taste.
Yeah.
Good for you.
And it's great because you're going with people that know the area, really skilled riders, and they're taking time to kind of show you around, and they're always there to help you out. So.
Good for you. Good to hear, man. You know, getting on a snow machine can be a very, what's the term I'm looking for, experience that is inundating. So having someone there from the beginning to show you how to operate, what it's doing from a very young age, good for you. And Fairbanks, we are going to take a commercial break. We're going to give you some bumper music. It's YouTube Vertigo. God only knows what that's going to be. Then we have some Fox News, some state news, some commercials, some weather. And we'll be back with the Delta Power Sports team after this.
Coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
Thanksgiving weekend, there's a storm rolling across the country with millions of people traveling. It could be problems for those heading out, especially in the skies. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg gave us an update. They said they are watching the weather.
The FAA's command center, as usual, is working closely with airlines to plan for and plan around any disruptive weather.
AAA is estimating over 55 million million Americans will go 50 miles or more over the Thanksgiving holiday period. In Iceland, they're awaiting the possible of a volcanic eruption. It could happen any time now. Iceland's Director for Civil Protection, Vidir Reinesen, explained the size of the barriers.
Totally, what we are working on now is more than 5 kilometers long. They are 6 to 8 meters high. And there is about 400,000 cubic meters of rocks.
America is listening to Fox News.
It's time for your Alaska News Minute.
KTVF reports that Fairbanks North Star Borough Mayor Bryce Ward traveled to Orlando, Florida last week for the Installation Innovation Forum put on by the Association of Defense Communities. According to Ward, for the event, they bring in communities and military installations from across the country to talk about partnerships and what they're doing well and what they're doing right. So it's an amazing opportunity to learn from other communities, other installations, and what they're doing to support the military and military families. While there, Ward accepted an award on behalf of the community. Every year, the ADC honors places around the U.S. that provide an exceptional quality of life for members of the military living there. This year, the borough was named one of five Great American Defense Communities of 2023. It's a pretty amazing honor, Ward said, adding, it's a bit of a branding thing that you get to incorporate into your community. And so for us, what it does is it recognizes the partnership that we have with our installations and really what we do as a community to welcome
streaming
military members and their families to the Fairbanks area.
Do you need health insurance? United Way Healthcare Navigators are here to help you understand your coverage and savings options and enroll in a plan at healthcare.gov. The help is free, unbiased, and confidential. Call 211 to connect to free, local navigator assistance. For coverage starting January 1st, you must enroll by December 15th. Call 211 today.
Nowadays, nothing is more important than saving money. And the best way to do that is with the radio station's 50-50 Friday offer. Every week, a different special from a different local business, offering gift certificates at half price. All from your favorite restaurants, shops, and events. So what's this week's 50-50 Friday offer?
This week's 50-50 Friday offer is from Electric Gypsy Tattoo. Electric Gypsy is keeping your Black Friday shopping simple. You can pick up a $100 gift certificate for just $50, and you'll be working with some of the best artists in Alaska. Mark and Amy Vincent have been part of the tattoo industry for decades. This offer always sells out, and for good reason. They offer a full range of tattoo services, and they love working with new clients as well as old friends. Don't miss this 50-50 Friday offer from Electric Gypsy Tattoo.
Just log on to this station's website and click on that red 50-50 tag in the upper right-hand corner. Have your credit card ready and get ready to save big. 50-50 Friday, every Friday at 9 a.m. from the radio station.
One magical Christmas Eve. Be there when toys become real and dreams become adventure. North Star Ballet presents The Nutcracker. Three performances only at the Herring Auditorium, Saturday, December 2nd at 2 and 8 p.m. and Sunday, December 3rd at 2 p.m. The classic holiday favorite, The Nutcracker, returns. Visit northstarballet.org for more information and to purchase tickets. Buy your tickets now. December 2nd and 3rd. Don't miss The Nutcracker.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. David Pruse in the studio here with Thomas, the sales manager, Colton, the general manager, and Troy, the fixed operations manager of Delta Power Sports, otherwise known as the Outpost. And you guys took ownership in what, June?
Previously known as the Outpost.
Formerly known as the Outpost.
Yep, we're Delta Power Sports Fairbanks now.
Okay. And, you know, it's interesting, as you were saying, when someone's purchasing, it takes about an hour.
Yeah.
But that's purchasing. When you're shopping, it's as long as you want.
Right.
Whatever you want, no pressure. And then it's also figuring out what maybe the type of style the person needs.
Yep. Yeah, it's our guided discovery. It's bringing people in, just getting to know them, figuring out what they're doing, what they like to do, what they realistically want to do, getting them on something that they're going to be happy with in 6 months to 2 years to 5 years to 10 years.
Yeah.
You know, there is no pressure to buy this unit or that unit. It's just finding something that we think would be best fit for you.
And it sounds like you guys do it really well. you know, with a different styles of sleds. That's a big word for me.
But yeah. Side by sides and ATVs too. I think that's something we've done really, really well as a business, as a team we've recently built.
Mm-hmm.
There's a specialist in every single market. On-road motorcycle, off-road motorcycle, side-by-sides, ATVs, snow machines, power equipment even.
Yeah.
And we have somebody in the building who's really familiar with all of it. So if I don't know anything about on-road motorcycles, I know Keith who does. I'll bring you to him.
What type of, you have on-road motorcycles now, you have Honda.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about Honda. I grew up with a Honda. We were a Honda family.
Honda's probably the most steady business we have in that building.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, consistently. We have a lot of Bush orders for ATVs and power equipment, but, I mean, you can't beat a Honda.
Have you thought about going into car sales with Honda?
Yeah, I wish. Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah, you know, anyway. I'm not going to, you know, one guy is orders, he's not having it.
No, I agree with
Thomas,
what he's saying.
You're not having it.
I agree with what he's saying there.
Begrudgingly. Okay.
He's my general manager.
They're the plain Janes. They have, you can go from a fixed rear shaft or a drive shaft to electric shift to manual shift. I think they're one of the few manufacturers who still puts a manual shift in with a foot lever. I mean, they're just easy. They run well. You know, we struggle to keep them on the floor because people always want them.
Yeah.
So
if you're looking for a workhorse, something with not a lot of bells and whistles, that's going to be easy to maintain. That's going to.
I'm talking off road, of course.
Yeah.
I mean, they're on road. Their motorcycles are fantastic too. I think they've gone lengths to the technology that they put in those recently.
You know, every 5 years you look at them and you say, "My God, they've come so far in this 5-year program."
Yeah.
And then you say to yourself, "I need a new one. I need a new one. It's been 5 years." And you also have trouble just keeping your inventory of your generators.
You know, recently through COVID, Honda was probably one of the toughest manufacturers to get products from.
Yeah.
That has eased up. We've actually gotten pretty much everything we've asked for in the last year. But yeah, historically, they always sell. We do have like something snowblowers, for instance.
Mm-hmm.
We have an
order. That's a season.
We have an order of snowblowers coming in, so anybody who's on the fence, I suggest you call and put down a down payment because they go every time they hit the floor.
It's the season.
Since August, every shipment we've got with a dozen in them, they're gone in a week.
Wow.
Yeah.
What is the snowblower price average?
So we have a 728, a 932, and what, a 1336?
Correct.
The 728 is, I want to say...
So we have a 26-inch wide, 28-32, and then a 36, which I don't know if we have any of those. That's the hybrid motor there. You're looking anywhere between 3,200 and all the way up to 3,899.
You know, as a kid growing up, you know, from the age of 7 to the day I went to college, I shoveled the driveway. It was like a 7-stall drive. So it was not like a 5-minute and you're done. No, this was a job.
Yep.
And so I come back for my first Christmas break, and I walk in the garage, and here's this beautiful snowblower. And I'm going, wow, where'd that come from? He goes, oh, I got the neighborhood kid. He operates a snowblower and does the driveway. I go, oh, okay. So 5 years later, I get done with college, drive back up, walk in the garage. Hey, where's the snowblower at? You graduated, so I sold it. You're going to be, you know, doing the snow this season. I was like, what? So, me being me, I was a college educator. I called up a buddy with a plow. Do the driveway. So, anyway, I've never had a snowblower. But, boy, did I want one.
Well, these new snowblowers, too. You talk about hands-off. I mean, everything is automated from the chute. It's just a joystick that turns it. It's very, very simple to use.
We've got some snowblowers called Burco Max as well, mm-hmm. and those are unit mounted to an ATV or side by side as well,
mm-hmm.
and they're big snowblowers that can go in front of those. So we'll install those and what are the sizes on those?
70
inch.
Yeah,
56
feet basically.
Inch.
Yeah.
Wow.
And that'll clear your driveway real quick.
Oh yeah.
They're awesome. They're so cool.
You can throw
that's
snow
a
into the neighbor's
driveway. That's a Taylor style of snowblower there.
Yeah.
Ooh.
But it's a solution for people that historically would plow and then snowblow after.
Yeah.
You know, with something that's that wide, two passes, you have an entire driveway complete if it's a single lane driveway. They're expensive, but they're so versatile and so useful for the people that live in the hills, have the long driveways, don't have places to put snow with a plow. I think they're the coolest thing ever. They're super neat.
Sounds like it.
They put a Honda mower, motor on them. I mean, you can't beat the reliability of that.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
They're quick to hook up. And you know, you can drop them. It's not like a permanent mount on them.
When it snows, it goes.
Yep.
Wow. You also are looking at the Indian franchise. How's that looking?
So far, so good. Last week, we had Casey. He is the Western Regional Manager. Everything west of the Mississippi came up and visited us at the dealership. Went over our numbers, the potentials, what we'll be planning for the next 2 years with Indian. They're an extension of Polaris, which is awesome because we're already familiar with Polaris.
Yeah.
So a lot of our paperwork and our day-to-day with Polaris and Indian will funnel through that Polaris portal, which makes it a lot easier for us. They are a separate brand, so there is different parts, part numbers, training, but to be able to combine some of that will be great. I think it's something that's been sorely missed and wanted in the state of Alaska for a long time.
In Indian, that's a street machine.
Yep. They're an on-highway motorcycle. I think they have six groups, six like families per se, and then they've got 10 subcategories within those, over 36 different bike trims and packages, anywhere from $10,000 all the way up to $40,000.
So you can really dial in exactly what you want.
Yeah.
Wow. You know, very historical motor too. Very historical. So Anchorage doesn't have one.
Nope.
So you'd be it.
We'd be it. So we'll be supplying for the state of Alaska. So we're working on a logistics plan to get bikes down to Anchorage for customers that want them down there. Warehousing, storing, potentially another dealership in Anchorage in the future.
You're not growing.
Right. So.
And you right now you have Harley Davidson still in your building, but that ends soon. So you have a lot of square footage to.
Yep.
To plant something else in.
Yep.
Yeah, I say that with a smile.
we're extremely excited to have for what we're planning for our building and for our dealership. I think talking with Troy and Thomas and John Haddad and Josh Lawhorn. I mean, everybody's excited for Indian to come in. I think there's a market for it up here.
Fairbanks, we're going to take a quick commercial break. You're listening to KFAR Radio. We're at 907-458-TALK, 907-458-8255. We'll be back after this.
Your Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
It's time to laugh off those Thanksgiving calories with the final comedy showcase of the year, starring Jamie Lissau from The Gutfeld Show, Comedy Central, The Tonight Show, and more. Catch Jamie Lissau Thursday night after the big meal at The Spur. Friday and Saturday night's comedy shows return to the Pioneer Park Theater with libations courtesy of the Botel. Don't miss the hilarious Jamie Lissau. All shows are at 7 p.m. Tickets for the comedy showcase available at akdickets.com. Brought to you by Zach's at Sophie Station and KFAR Radio.
This Black Friday, Frontier Outfitters is open 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Shop early for store-wide savings in every department, even in the gun department. Save on gifts for all the outdoor people on your list. Frontier Outfitters is the outdoor store for everyone who loves to hunt, fish, camp, and hike. With decades of experience, Frontier has the Alaskan proven gear they want. Don't miss the store-wide savings coming this Black Friday. Frontier Outfitters, for your Alaskan lifestyle. Your holiday shopping just got easier.
Your miraculous eyes connect you to your world. Every moment, every task, every day of your life. They gather the light, the movement, and colors and bring your life into focus. They even express your deepest thoughts and feelings. Protect them. Call the Eye Clinic of Fairbanks. Your team of ophthalmologists, optometrists, and opticians. Providing medical and surgical eye care, fashion eyewear, and prescription lenses. The Eye Clinic of Fairbanks. Your eye health professionals on Mini Street. Visit eyeclinicoffairbanks.com.
We mean cars.
That's right. We need up to 150 quality used vehicles to fill our lots, and we'll pay you top dollar. Why trade that clean used car to a dealer or go through the hassle of selling it yourself? Just stop into Affordable Used Cars. You'll get a quick 10-minute appraisal on your vehicle. It's that easy. Plus, at Affordable Used Cars, our sales staff will make sure you always get a hassle-free experience. Remember, nobody beats an affordable deal. Nobody.
Weather brought to you by GCR. Find Bridgestone and Cooper tires for every car, truck, motorhome, and SUV you drive. Everything you tow. GCR tires and service. The Tire Guys. Taming the Alaskan Road. Van Horn at Cushman.
KFAR. Weather.
Daytime high is approaching 14 today. Under sunny skies, northeast winds around 5 miles per hour. Lows dip down to about 7 below. Tonight, mainly clear. Daytime highs approaching 11. Tomorrow, partly cloudy skies. Mainly sunny skies. Wednesday, with highs around 14. 23 Thursday. And that's your weather on KFAR, 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Laura Lockwood.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. I have the brain power of Delta Power Sports here in the studio with me. Thomas, the sales manager and finance manager. Troy, the fixed asset manager. And Colton, the boss of bosses, the general manager. I'm Italian, the boss of bosses. So, you have BMW. That's probably street.
Yep.
Any off-road or anything?
They've got an adventure bike called the GS, GSA. Two different lines, but they're the adventure on-road, off-road style bikes that you always see going up to Prudhoe and back.
Yeah. Do you lease any of those out, or do you do anything with those? Or
historically, we've had a company in the parking lot that will do guided tours and bike rentals. We haven't worked on doing that with our business quite yet. There's a lot of discussion on how we can cater to those customers going forward in the future. Mm-hmm. I mean, we're getting thousands of travelers on a weekly basis that come through our town looking for service, looking for tires.
You know, BMW, they started out, you know, as a German engine manufacturer for airplanes.
Yep.
And now they make hot motorcycles.
I mean,
they make hot cars. You know, so let me get this straight. You got BMW and you got Honda, but you're not selling cars yet, really? Really? There's no BMW dealership in Fairbanks. Just a thought.
Their bikes keep us plenty busy. You can see the German engineering in every facet of BMW that mm-hmm. we interact with as a dealer, from their training to their dealer portal to the way they do paperwork to the way they measure the service. It's called a FRU, which is a 6 to 7 minute interval. Instead of saying that this service will take 1 hour, it will take 10 FRUs. You tell me that's not German engineering at its finest. But it's... they make an incredible product, and the customers that know what they are, they love them, and I get it. I'm new to BMW myself, but I think that they're amazing bikes. They're really cool.
Well, you may be new, but that doesn't mean you're not impressed.
I am impressed.
And Troy, how does this work for you, this the free times? Because you're the fixed operations manager.
It's just another thing to work with, just another unit of measuring, so... Behind the doors in the shop, we still use minutes and hours. It's just on
thank
the paper.
God. I never liked that metric stuff. I still don't get the metric stuff, you know. Yeah. I just don't. But that's me. How many people work at your store on a full-time basis?
We have 23 employees right now. We've got a couple that go in between stores, so really we have 26, 27.
Mm-hmm.
But we're pretty big dealership. And then it kicks up in the summertime, too, our seasonal work basis. We bring in technicians, service riders, extra folks.
It seems like they also do a lot of experiments, not experiments, but quality assurance analysis on the products up here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a pretty rugged environment for everything across the board, all their product lines. They get... you can really test everything out around here, from cold weather to swamps, waters, you know, water-soaked areas, trails. just about everything you could throw at a machine you can get in Fairbanks here.
From about 1995 to about 2005, every winter, BMW would rent a warehouse from me that I had just for their cold weather testing, just to see how they did up here. You know, I mean, everything from the top sedan to their sports cars, they'd bring up here and just run around, see how they operated in real cold weather that they didn't get in Germany.
We see it with automotive in the city of Fairbanks a lot with the zebra-printed vehicles that run around town. But power sports the same. I mean, Troy can speak firsthand doing testing for aftermarket companies, the OEM companies. Yeah, Alaska is the place to test for durability.
Okay, you're looking for the Christmas present. Someone who has a sled, and you have the accessories. What is your hot sellers of the accessories? Because you guys got a lot of accessories here, clothing, helmets.
We do. It depends on, I think, the skill level and what type of riding they're doing. But if you're buying somebody accessories for a snow machine, you can never go wrong with bags and storage, for starters. If you're looking for the sled specifically, it doesn't really change the way it rides. You can kind of customize and cater to what kind of storage, the length of trips. For somebody who's just getting into it, I would say bring them through the apparel department.
You also have the option to purchase a gift certificate, so you're not trying to figure out what accessories for what machine they have.
That's a great idea, yeah. Mm-hmm. Or what apparel that fits them.
Yep, correct.
Or they want, you know.
Absolutely.
Yeah, those are personal choices. That's a great way to look at it.
Yeah.
Come in and get a gift certificate.
Absolutely.
What are your hours?
Tuesday through Friday, we're open 9 to 6, and then on Saturdays, we're open 10 to 5. We're closed on Sundays and Mondays.
Okay. So it always seems like it's been that way.
Yep.
And website?
You can find us at deltapowersports.com. We've got a sub page through there. We also have Outpost Alaska, which is still active. Mm-hmm. That is probably going to, it'll be a redirected page towards the end of the year, which will just bring you to deltapowersports.com.
Okay.
We also have a Facebook page, Instagram page, YouTube page. So,
oh, really?
Yeah.
X page.
Yep.
Formerly known as.
Definitely give us a follow on the Facebook page. We post daily there. Lots of different giveaways and deals that, you know, we exclusively post on that social media there.
You know, your seasonality of your product must, first of all, you know, it's never boring, because it's always changing. It's always new. Your seasonality, you got the new product or the upgrade. What are you looking at as products coming in, say, May and June for the summer? Anything new or any upgrades?
For our lines coming in this year?
Yeah.
Besides Indian, we've got Beta Motorcycles working on a dealership agreement with. They're an off-road enduro-style motorcycle.
Sort of like the KLM.
Yep. Just like KTM. And we'll be the only dealer in the state with that brand as well, which is pretty cool. Again, there's hurdles with bringing a brand new dealer, parts, service, accessories, so forth. But then BMW Motorrad just released a 1300 GS GSA series bike, which is really cool. Anything else you guys can think of coming up?
Polaris has got its Expeditions out, which is a new line, side-by-sides.
Right.
That is one of the coolest things you'd ever see, David.
We've got two of them on the floor. We've got the three-seater and the five-seater out there. So if you guys want to see those, we've got them out there all cleaned up.
So this is sort of going to be fun. I want to see the fight that happens between the three of you. When you go to like a show, how do you determine what you're going to bring?
Oh, for
like, units? Like to Tano Valley Clinic, Tano Valley Fair, or something in the Carlson Center, you know, the outdoor show, the winter show, whatever it is you go to, because you're thinking as a general manager, you're thinking of sales manager, and you're thinking, I got to move all this stuff, and it's on me. So how do you go about it? How do you make that decision?
It's collectively, to be honest. I'm going to talk with Thomas first and see, okay, what units should we bring down? What do you think we can move? What time of year? Like you said, it's seasonality, so do we want to bring in ATV and ORV and try and get some rebates and get rid of them so they don't sit all winter? Do we want to bring snow machines in and get people excited about winter? that's kind of my standpoint on it. I'm pretty flexible as long as we have a presence and we're trying to move units.
Yeah. And Troy, how do you, it all ends There's up on a, you, man.
Yeah. Well, not necessarily all on me. I've got these guys for support, and you know, that's kind of why we all hired on at the same time.
Okay.
You want to cover all your bases when you go to those stores. You want to have something for every customer. And if it's not there, you want to have it available. The benefit to us being in town here is that we don't have to bring everything to every show. We're a 10-minute drive.
True. That's very
you can
true.
Be right over there. We have it in the store. You know, we'll keep ourselves some room, make it comfortable for customers to come in. We don't need to pack everything in so tight and have everything that there's just too much to look at, too much to take in. We have it all in the store, 10 minutes away. We can get you in and out same day.
There you go.
The idea is to bring a little bit from every segment, so you kind of have an idea on what you're looking at, and then you just find.
Yeah, and if you're not, you know, it's either you're selling them something there, or you're bringing them back to the store.
Yep.
You're giving them a taste of the things that you can, so they can come back and try the full flavor, and know what it is.
Right. Yeah, just letting them know what brands we carry, who we are, getting them introduced to us and our new team that we have at Delta Power Sports Fairbanks.
Okay.
Something I do want to touch on in the service area is something that we've been implementing since we're in the building is doing services on most makes and models. Historically, people have been turned away. We're open for business for doing service on pretty much all units.
Skidoo, Yamaha.
Yep.
Kawasaki.
Yep.
Polaris.
Give us a call. Let us figure out what exactly it is you're wanting, what you're needing, and we can go from there. Mm-hmm. But
you know, when your sled is broke, you want it fixed really fast.
Exactly. And your bike in the summertime.
Yeah.
You know?
You only got so many fixed weekends or days of using the product, and it's put away for the season, so to speak.
Yep.
Yeah, and we've really been focusing on trying to bring all the parts in that we need to have on site to keep those things up and rolling. Around town, in the past, you've always had to order everything in.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we're trying to change that a lot. I mean, we've got a ton of inventory, and we're bringing more and more in. So we're ready, so you're not waiting.
Good to hear. Gentlemen, we have about a minute left. How do you want to end it? Colton?
I just hope to be welcomed into the community again by Fairbanks. You know, I want to bring people into our store.
Troy?
On December 6th, we have a huge avalanche event. And everyone's invited. We got some pros coming up. Climb is putting it on in partnership with Avalanche Alliance. And Alaska Safe Riders, Chugach Avalanche, I believe, is going to be there.
Lots of deals on the Avi gear as well.
Deals. We have door prizes. We're just trying to get everybody in. The instructors are Dan Adams and Matt Entz, some professional riders from down south.
Mm-hmm.
And they're asking that you bring your own Avalanche gear in for demonstrations. And... yeah.
There you go. You can save someone's life.
Yes, literally. It will. Yes.
Literally. Okay. And Thomas?
It's been an overwhelmingly positive experience since we've taken over the store here and seeing how things have changed and hearing from the community. So
you're selling toys in Fairbanks.
We're selling fun, and it is fun. I just look forward to seeing everybody there. Even if you're not in the market, come down and say hi and hang out with us. We got lots of people that just come hang out.
Gentlemen, thank you very much for taking your busy day, coming down here and having a show with me. Fairbanks, I will see you tomorrow. I'm going to have the Commissioner of Education on the radio with me, and I will see you tomorrow.